GOP expresses outrage over Trump sham conviction. Dark day for America, threatens very fabric of our republic. By Joshua Klein on May 30, 2024. In what is being termed a dark day for America, Republican officials are expressing outrage after a New York jury found former U.S. President Donald Trump guilty in his business records trial, accusing the Biden administration of using lawfare seen in third world countries while warning that if political opponents can target a former president, they can do it to anyone. Trump was found guilty on all charges in his trial Thursday, after Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg charged the former president with 34 counts of first-degree falsification of business records, to which Trump pleaded not guilty. The verdict marked the first criminal conviction of a former president. In response to the decision, GOP members warned that the unprecedented prosecution of political opponents is characteristic of authoritarian regimes and is an assault on our founding principles as well as a miscarriage of justice. This verdict, like the case itself, is a travesty of justice, wrote Senator Tom Cotton, RR. The nakedly partisan judge biased the trial at every turn, from allowing an unconstitutional indictment in the first place to excluding key evidence to rigging the jury instructions. The American people will see right through Joe Biden and the Democrats' weaponization of the legal system, he added. This is a dark day for America, declared Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz. This entire trial has been a sham, and it is nothing more than political persecution. The only reason they prosecuted Donald Trump is because Democrats are terrified that he will win re-election. This disgraceful decision is legally baseless and should be overturned promptly on appeal, he added. Any judge with a modicum of integrity would recognize that this entire trial has been utterly fraudulent. This was never about justice. It was always about politics, wrote Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst. Americans see through Democrats' weaponization of our justice system and this sham trial as a desperate attempt to persecute Trump and block his re-election. I expect this case to be reversed on appeal and for Donald Trump to be elected president in November, wrote South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Today is a sad and terrible day in American history, wrote Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX. Partisan actors and a judge who is a Biden donor acting in bad faith turned the American judicial system in New York into a firing squad to destroy Joe Biden's top political opponent. He continues. Prosecuting political enemies and opposition leaders are the actions of third world dictators, not the leaders of the world's leading democracy. And yet here we are in uncharted territory. Americans believe in our republic and they believe in justice. But what happened today was an assault on our founding principles and a miscarriage of justice. We have gone over a cliff in this nation, when a former president of the United States can be targeted by lawfare and convicted of crimes that do not exist. This type of political warfare against President Trump has changed America and our political discourse forever. We will not be deterred, because this is the last best hope of freedom in the world, but that light is going out, he added. President Trump is fighting for the survival of our nation and the real verdict is coming on November 5. Here's the new, sad chapter to our country. If political opponents can do this to the former president, they can do it to anyone, wrote Representative Michael Waltz, RFL. After today, you don't just put your reputation on the line when you enter politics against the Democrats. You now put your freedom on the line, he added. This is America under Democrat rule. Prosecuting political opponents, whether it's pro-life Americans or a former president, wrote Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley. This trial has been from beginning to end a complete and total sham, a mockery of the criminal justice system, and one of the most dangerous abuses of our political process in American history, he added. Not since the Alien and Sedition Acts in the 1790s has a president tried to criminalize his political opposition. Congrats, Joe Biden. You're the worst president, Eve, he wrote in another post. If you thought it couldn't happen in America, you were wrong, Hawley insisted. How long can our republic survive once partisans have taken over the judicial process? Asked Senator Rand Paul, RKY. This verdict will tragically undermine Americans' confidence in impartial justice. A sad day for America, he added. Extremist Democrats have undermined democracy by weaponizing the courts to operate like a banana republic that targets their political opponents, wrote House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. Furthermore, He continued, "Today's verdict is a defeat for Americans who believe in the critical legal tenet that justice is blind." It was clear from the start that Biden teamed up with heavily biased DA Alvin Bragg to go after his political opponent regardless of wrongdoing. While hardened criminals are set free in New York to commit more violent crimes against innocent citizens, this is nothing more than an attempt to interfere with the 2024 election, he added. The radical Democrats behind this abuse of our justice system will not prevail. The voters will settle this on November 5. Pure election interference, wrote Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. He continued, "It's a very dark day in American history. This trial was a political witch hunt from the start. The fact that the Biden campaign staged a press conference outside the court tells you everything you need to know." Liberal activist Alvin Bragg and Biden donor Judge Merchan had a shared goal, to put President Trump behind bars. Whether you consider the lopsided jury, the gag order issued to silence only President Trump, the prosecution's failure to outline the alleged underlying crimes, or the lack of a unanimous verdict required for conviction, this trial was a complete joke and a massive misuse of taxpayer dollars. This is pure election interference and the American people will see through it. We can't have a two-tier justice system. If we don't return to our Constitution, which guarantees every U.S. citizen the right to free speech and the right to a fair trial by an impartial jury, we are no better than Venezuela or Communist China. "Today is one of the darkest days in the history of our country," wrote Representative Troy Nels, Republican Texas. "I don't know if our country can ever recover from the abuse of this government on President Donald Trump. I hope the American people will see through this and do the right thing for the future of our country, as we know Judge Merchan is compromised to the core. He's scum," he continued. "There is no doubt in my mind this will be overturned on appeal," he added. "You have poked the bear, and I will fight like hell to get President Trump back in the White House. This verdict is an absolute miscarriage of justice. While the outcome of this trial will no doubt be subject to appeal, it's a disgrace to our judicial system that such measures will be necessary," wrote Ohio Republican J.D. Vance. "The partisan slant of this jury pool shows why we ought to litigate politics at the ballot box and not in the courtroom," he added. "Ultimately, I have faith that the 2024 election will be decided by the American people, not corrupt judges and prosecutors." "Joe Biden is a threat to our democracy," wrote Senator Roger Marshall, RKS. Calling it a sad day for America, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, described the verdict against Donald Trump as one marred by unclear charges and irregular jury instructions and that sets a dangerous precedent. "This was a political prosecution to help Joe Biden, a weaponization of our justice system that threatens the very fabric of our republic," he added. "I can't imagine a bigger, more impactful contribution to the Biden campaign," he wrote in another post. "Will the Biden campaign need to disclose the efforts of the New York prosecutors as an in-kind campaign contribution?" he asked. "If not, our campaign finance laws seem somewhat pointless at this point." "A disgrace to our judicial system and constitutional protections of equal justice for all," declared Representative Greg Stube, RFL. "Americans see right through the Democrats' scheme. This is nothing but election interference," he added. "President Trump will get justice on appeal. They shamelessly weaponized our justice system against their political opponent with a rigged trial," wrote Representative Eli Crane, Arroz. "Unjust and un-American. I stand with President Donald J. Trump," he added. "Today's verdict is a travesty of justice," wrote Representative Andy Biggs, Arroz. "Joe Biden's regime has made a mockery of our justice system. Shameful and disgraceful, he indeed." Trump is set to be sentenced on July 11, just before the Republican National Convention, where he is expected to be nominated amidst claims of election interference and a rigged trial. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.